Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, we're Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, coming off of a 46-12 win over Goodland on Friday night, jumped on them 30-6 at halftime and kind of rolled to that win from there. When you look back at the game, what's your expectations, going into it, and how did that play out for you on that one?
We knew that we were going to have a significant advantage in the trenches, and we went ahead and established that right away. And, you know, we did a lot of good things on offense. You know, we were able to complete a couple of touchdown passes, and, you know, our pass pro was pretty good, and we were able to, you know, really run the ball and have some big runs that we haven't had. You know, we've been in that 30-yard range is kind of our max, and we've had some longer ones last week. So that's exciting for us, and, you know, we're hoping that we're starting to hit high gear here for this week.
I know last week you had discussed with me about putting four full quarters together. Do you feel like you got a little bit closer to that on Friday?
Definitely a little closer. You know, I felt like, and it's always hard, and you know, it's always hard, you know, in a game where you're up big at half to come out and you know, continue to play at that same level of intensity when you're up that big. And so I felt like we kind of took a little off there at the start of the third quarter, but you know, we're really close to putting together a full four quarters, and you know, we're going to need a full four quarters this week.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the numbers here, and Carson had 17 carries for 95 yards for you. Carson Cox and Grant Arismith with 13 for 154. See a little bit of balance in the backfield. How important is that as you move forward?
Oh yeah, that's what we want. You know, we want balance back there on who's carrying the ball, and so either them aren't getting just absolutely beat up, and you know, you know, it's going to be important because they both bring different things to the table in the run game. You know, one's more of a power kind of guy. Their guy's more slippery. So, you know, we just got to continue to be able to, you know, feed them both and lean on them in the offensive line.
And we're talking with Brad Gober, head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over this week's district contest against Scott City here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Brad Gober still with us, the coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, getting set now for the road trip out to Scott City coming up Friday night. Beavers undefeated coming into this game with that 5-0 mark, and you know obviously how good they are. Haven't seen them twice last year, being eliminated from the playoffs by them. What do they compare to last year compared to this year? Are they about the same team or a little bit different?
They're very much so a different team. Mostly because they don't have the absolute playmaker that they had last year in Wyatt Hayes, and so it's a little bit more of a by committee this year, and they just don't have that, like I said, just that guy where you hand the ball off and you know better hold your horses because he's going to take it to the house with one missed tackle. You know, they're more methodical this year. I mean, they're still moving the ball pretty well, but much more methodical, which obviously, you know, we have found out this year when you go on a long drive, a lot of things can happen on a long drive, whether it's a penalty or a turnover or whatnot, and they fell victim to that a few times. And so, they do some good things. Obviously, they're the same team as far as what they ran last year, but it's definitely a much different team personnel-wise.
It's a defense, though, that's given up just 10 points in the first five games. They have three shutouts. What do you need to do to have success against that side of the ball for them?
Well, just be patient and just continue to do our job. You know, our offensive line, we have a pretty good offensive line. I think we'll be the best offensive line they've played this year, and really were, I think, were the best team that they've played this year. So it'll be a good test to see kind of where we're at and where they're at. You know, we're excited. You know, I think our offensive line has an opportunity here to do some good things this week and, you know, and kind of grind at them a little bit.
Again, the long road trip, and as you look at it this year, you know, you went out to Colby already once, so you've had this process of taking those road trips. But take me through that a little bit of what you do on a long road trip like this. Do you get out, stretch a little bit in different places, and what's the process of that like?
Yeah, with the Colby one, we stopped in Hayes, but it was not a good stop just because there's not a lot of bathroom options there, and so it kind of put us behind schedule, and we didn't kind of get to do everything we wanted to do before the game as far as our warm-up part of it, and so I think that affected us a little bit, you know. And what I mean by warm-up is getting on their field, you know, we get there 30 minutes earlier than we usually do and let them walk, run, you know, walk around, put the football around. And so this week, you know, we're going to stop in Waukini, go to the bathroom, kind of walk around a little bit, and then, you know, eat our lunches, and then head on to Scott and let them kind of walk around the field and throw the football around and kind of get themselves, you know, I don't know, ready before we start warming up. So, you know, that's kind of how we did it last year, and so we're excited to get out there and get going.
Brad Gober, Coach of the Bullet Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for joining us this week, Coach. Good luck down at Scott City Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show brought to you by State Farm Insurance after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Steve Tiernan with us now, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, another shutout win there last Friday night. You went in the third quarters when it's called, 46-0 over Logan Palco in Logan. This one was a game I know you were a little bit concerned about what some of their backs could do, but you were able to kind of slow them down, shut them out. What were your thoughts overall of the win on Friday night?
You know, defensively, they played very well. That's probably, I mean, everybody talks eight-man football and speed. I mean, how important it is, and I think most people when they say that are probably thinking offensively. But our D is just, they fly to the ball. That's the good thing. If you get one guy there and you got three or four more guys coming, and in fact, I'm trying to back our guys up a little bit just so we don't overrun things. We do that quite often, and we leave the cutback open. But, yeah, our D's played very well. And offensively, I'll say we did all right. I mean, that's not to put anything down on them. I'm just saying that it wasn't a great performance by us, but we got the job done, so it was good.
I want to talk a little bit more about that defensively, because you've had a couple weeks in a row where you've gotten shutouts here, and your defense has really been impressive all season. But how hard is it to corral those guys, I guess, when you're talking about that speed that you have on defense to make sure that they stay in their right assignments before, you know, that first hit is made and then they can swarm to the ball?
Yeah, up until the last couple weeks it was fairly easy, but now everybody's kind of creeping in. Everybody wants part of the action, and which is a good thing to have, a good problem to have, but it can become a problem if you do overrun it. So we do just a lot of drills on cutback stuff and just making sure we stay and play our position. I mean, I've had a quarter for every time I've said that, we'd have probably a lot of money. Is just do your job. Don't overcome for somebody else. Don't think, well, I thought this. I don't care what you think. Just do what we're supposed to do and stay in your position and then react and then fly to the ball. And so far we've done a pretty good job of that.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, now 5-0 and getting ready for the next district game against Wilson. And when we come back on our Locker Room Chats, we'll discuss that one here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're with Steve Tiernan, still the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, you have Wilson coming up next. You'll host them on Friday night. And Dragons are 1-4 this year. Just lost to Northern Valley last week, 42-32. When you look at this Wilson team, what are some of the things that you've seen so far and expect to see on Friday night?
You know, Wilson, they've got a plan right now. They're fairly young, and they don't quite execute the plan for them, I'm sure, the way the coaches would like. But they do have a plan. They're fairly organized as far as, you know, just the things that they're doing. And a lot of these games they've been in, and just at the end, they, rather than find a way to win them, they're finding a way to lose them. But I'm sure they're going to come in and play very hard.
I know, just kind of looking at their numbers, they're going to be more of a run-based team. Through four games, they had run for 659 yards and only thrown for 94 this season. Cooper Weinold in the backfield seems to be their key guy and go-to guy. But what do they do on that side of the ball that maybe could cause some concerns for you?
You know, if number 12 is Cooper, which I'm not sure what their names are, but number 12 mm-hmm. would guess with him.
Yep.
You know, he'll get you from everywhere. They'll split him out. They'll bring him in motion. They'll run a reverse or a jet sweep with him. They'll put him in the backfield every now and then. They'll put him at quarterback. So you can't really just key on him in one spot because he's going to be in a lot of different places. So you'll definitely have to be aware of where he's at. And then, like I said, just like we talked earlier, just do your job and fly the football.
I know as broadcasters and I think a lot of fans, I think many people are kind of looking forward to the Week 8 matchup with Thunder Ridge, but you've got Wilson and Northern Valley here still to play. What are some of the things that you do to make sure your kids are focused on the task at hand here and not trying to look ahead to maybe a postseason type deal?
Yeah, and that's when we talk about that a lot, is don't waste today worrying about 3 weeks from now. Let's get done today. Let's get better at practice today. Let's go play this game this Friday and do the best we can. Don't ever look ahead for the fact. I mean, one slip up now takes a lot of that importance from week 8 away. Mm-hmm. So just make sure we take care of the business at hand and just plug forward, you know, one day at a time.
Steve Tiernan, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week. Good luck against Wilson Friday night.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
And back on our locker room chats, Darren Sass with us, the coach of the Smith Center Redmen football team. Coach, another nice win for you on Friday night, 42-0 over Oakley out at their place in Mid-Continent League action. You led 28-0 at halftime, a touchdown in each of the third and fourth quarter to extend that lead out. Third straight at least shutout of Oakley over the last couple years anyway. What do you like the most about the win on Friday night out there?
You know, I thought we just executed a lot of stuff that, you know, maybe we're not known for. You know, we had three passing touchdowns and you know, it's something we work on a lot, and I think our kids believe that we can do a lot more things, and you know, it's just another dimension that we're trying to work on, and I thought our kids did a great job.
When you can do that, how much does that catch a team like Oakley off guard when you're able to have success in that?
Yeah, you know, teams, you know, obviously will stack the box against us, and you know, so being able to get the ball out of there and do some things out on the edge is, you know, just another way of trying to attack those 8-9 man boxes that we see.
I know that you're concerned a little bit about some of the speed that Oakley had in the backfield, especially with the Abel kid back there. You're able to hold him to 51 yards rushing, just under 4 yards a carry. But they were able to get a little bit done offensively, but you guys really held him in check, obviously not letting him on the scoreboard. But what do you see from Oakley now that you saw him up close and personal that maybe impressed you, even though you got the big win?
You know, it was just a tremendously well-coached team. They execute what they're trying to do. And yeah, their backs are – you know, not only speed, but shifty, and gave us some problems tackling. You know, fortunately, we were able to keep them contained, and especially on special teams, not giving up big kick returns and punt returns and stuff. You know, just that's just always a concern when a team has speed.
We're talking with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center football team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over this week's opponent. It's 1A district time for Smith Center as they'll take on Sacred Heart Friday night. We'll talk about it on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. During the month of September, take advantage of 2.5% fixed rate for 60 months on used tractors with approved credit. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory, or stop by your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
And welcome back on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Sacred Heart coming up next for you on Friday night. You'll go out to their place. This is your first district game, so from this point on, everything really matters for you as far as those wins and losses are concerned and getting the best possible matchups there in the playoffs once you get that far, if you go ahead and get that far. Clearly, everybody does make it out of the district, but it's a better placement if you can have success early in district play. So, Sacred Heart, what do you expect to see Friday night?
You know, I know their record doesn't show it, but they played some really good teams. They play a good schedule, and they have some size, and you know, that's always a problem too, because we're not the biggest team in the world. So, you know, I think, like you said, our guys need to be focused on the fact that it is the beginning of the district and really the beginning of playoffs, and so we need to execute what we're trying to do and just continue to improve.
When you look at Sacred Heart offensively, what do they try to do on that side of the ball that maybe could cause some problems for you on Friday?
You know, again, they can throw it, and you know they'll line up in an I formation and run it at you. So you're going to see both again. At first glance, you know, the quarterback didn't seem like a dual threat, but you know, even more as you watch him, he doesn't get sacked a lot. He runs around and extends plays and makes you cover for even longer. So, you know, again, a team that you're going to have to be able to play both the run and the pass.
I know you touched upon it already a little bit of, you know, making sure you're in the right mindset here. But with this group, what are some of the things that you like about the way they go about things as far as that's concerned?
You know, I think they've really listened and improved from week to week. You know, that's what we have really been harping on, these guys. And even in a game like last week, you know, we found a lot of things in film that we didn't execute blocking-wise, you know, carrying the ball defensively, not being in the right place at the right time. And so I think they've worked at trying to improve some of those things, because we are seeing some of those kind of mistakes going away. And, you know, if they want to play along into November, then they're going to have to improve those things.
Smith Center head coach Darren Sass here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Good luck out at Solana Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Everything is half price at Next Tech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Next Tech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Next Tech store to make the switch.
Get the best deals of the season on new 2020 John Deere combines during the early order program at Landmark Implement. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to upgrade to a new model year, now is the time to lock in the best price. Get the largest cash discounts and best financing rates during Landmark's early order program. Contact your local Landmark location for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Next Tech.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Again, we're Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you move on with a win over Sylvan Lucas on Friday night, 34-30 in district play. A tight game there. You guys got an opportunistic turnover toward the end of the first half and went down and scored to take a 20-8 halftime lead, but stayed tight pretty much the rest of the game. You won it 34-30. What were your thoughts overall on that win over Sylvan Lucas in Sylvan Grove on Friday night?
Overall, the thoughts on that game there, like I said, you know, Sylvan was a real big physical football team. They moved Batchman back to the I back there and put a different guy at fullback, and really successful for them. That's a tough football team that's going to definitely improve now that they've switched up their offense. For us on our side, you know, we got lucky on some things. Turnovers helped us out and won one of those close games that you really don't know about. That was the 50-50 ball game, and our guys came out on top. Really great effort at the end of the game by us. It's one of those games that you hope and you pray you come out on top.
So, again, you pick up that four-point win. Reese struck off for you, had another big game as he had 284 yards rushing, five touchdowns, and 20 tackles on defense. Another big game for him, but you had other guys step up as well, right?
Yeah, Reese obviously had a pretty good game there, but you know, we can't do anything without a line, and Reese knows that. We've got a really good line, a lot of younger guys that are really starting to find their role in the offense, and just a great overall effort. Lead our fullback, Colton Davis, threw some great blocks for Reese throughout the game, and so did Jacob Barnes. Just overall a really great effort by those younger guys.
And we're talking with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent, which will be Logan Palko here for Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night. You're listening to our high school football locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Everything is half price at Next Tech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Next Tech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Next Tech store to make the switch.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Joel Struckoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorn football team. Coach getting set now to play Logan Palko coming up on Friday night. They're coming off of a 46-0 loss to Osborne last Friday. Logan Palko, a team that has had some success over the past. They are 3-2 coming into this game. What do you see from them that might cause concern on Friday night?
Immediately, the first thing you notice is how big they are. I mean, they're kind of like Sylvan. They're a real smash-mouth football team, and they're just going to – you know what they're going to do, essentially. I mean, they're going to run it right at you, and if, you know, it's going to be one of those games where you have to wrap up, you have to tackle low, because they've got a big fullback and a big running back and a pretty big line. So they're one of those teams, again, kind of like Sylvan, where you really have to be disciplined and prepared to play these guys, because – if not, it could be kind of the same situation there with Sylvan, just one of those knockdown, drag-out type of games.
I know that every week you're going to say you need to be assignment sound on defense and not forget where you're supposed to be on that side of the field, but is that magnified in a game like this, and how much is it magnified when you got an offense in Logan Palka that really distributes the ball well in the running game?
Well, for us, yeah, with our three front, you have to play assignment-proof football 24/7, or it's just not going to work against a big physical football team like this. So we're going to implement some things this week that will probably help us out a little bit against the run and give us a little better look against basically just a straight eye formation, heavy run set. But like you said, you just have to play extremely disciplined and just know what you're doing at all times.
What's the toughest thing for you as a coach? You've started 5-0 now, and you've got games here where you're definitely going to be favored and all the way up until that Week 8 showdown with Osborne is coming up in a couple of weeks. What's the challenge as a coach to make sure your kids aren't looking forward and making sure they're staying in the moment right now?
I would say one of the biggest things is don't overlook anything. You know, you just can't overlook teams. Everyone wants a shot at you now. You're undefeated. Everyone's kind of looking at you like, hey, we knock these guys off, and it makes us look better. So we're in a real tough spot right now with that. And I think our kids are up for the task, and they know that we can't overlook anybody. And I think last week kind of showed them, hey, it doesn't matter what scores of other games were, what people do to them. It's what we do. So you have to prepare every week the same that you would for anybody. So that's one of the things we've been talking about is just don't overlook anybody, and you have to play each game the same way, or you don't know what the outcome will be.
Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us. Best of luck in that homecoming game against Logan Palka coming up on Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Everything is half price at Nextech. Add any new service, internet, TV now, or phone, and it's half price for 6 months. Get 50 meg internet for $32 or 100 meg for $47. Try TV now with all your favorite channels like Fox Sports Midwest and Nickelodeon for only $39. There's no better time to make the switch to Nextech. It's 6 months at half price for internet, TV now, and phone. Go online or visit your local Nextech store to make the switch.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we'll get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area.